Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pond for his monthly visit, the mayor of the city of Batesville, John Ehrgang. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, Batesville City Council and the Board of Works meeting on Monday night. And Board of Works on Monday took care of a couple of items from last month that were carryovers. One was bid approval for the Liberty Park maintenance building, and then also the bid approval for the an award for the State Road 129 trail extension.
Correct. We had opened bids on both those projects the previous month and referred them to the city attorney and to the engineering people involved just to make sure all the specs were met. We had gotten approval from them that, you know, they looked good, so it was a matter of approving those bids. And we did that last night. The bid for the Parks and Rec maintenance building went to Jagger Construction. They had the low bid on that project. And the bid on the trail extension, I think we had, actually on the park, we had two bids. And on the trail extension, we had five. And the lowest responsive bidder on that one was Schutte Excavating. I believe they're a relatively local company. We awarded that bid to them last night.
All right.
And so those will get started and something that we can finish this year.
And then some new business, and this is more along the lines of what usually it seems like Board of Works tackles is road closures, street closures, and parking lot closures.
Correct. I think we had 10 of them last month. There were 9 or 10. This month we had 5. And, you know, most of them are repeat. One of them was the closure of the, we'll call it the Village Green Lot for the annual farmers market for their Saturday events, you know, May through October. And then in July, they also had a Wednesday afternoon, late afternoon event. The food truck festival, that event was first held last year. And it was a really successful event for Batesville Main Street. So that event will take place again, July 18th. It just happens to fall on the Thursday before the Freudenfest starts. I think the thought process was, you know, a lot of people come home for Freudenfest. We might capture some of that traffic on Thursday night. So they came back to get approval for that event. Again, that's not until July. We have an autism walk, which again was a repeat event. And Batesville Main Street is sponsoring a new event in August. I believe on the agenda it just said Main Street Festival, but it's going to actually be a craft beer festival. They're working with Indiana on Tap on that project. That will be a Saturday, I believe it's August 24th. And the area of that closure will involve Walnut Street between Pearl and George, and then George from Walnut going east to Maine. That event's not a long event. Generally, the craft beer festivals have a relatively shorter time frame than an all-day festival that you're typically used to. That event actually runs from 2 until 6. So, and it is on a Saturday, so it should be shouldn't have much of an adverse impact on any of the businesses. And then the final one we had is on May 4th, the Batesville Skate Park group is going to kind of celebrate a grand opening of the pump track. And really all that is they're closing off a small portion of the parking lot that kind of fronts Delaware Road so they can park some food trucks there. So we had that process to go through again last night, but it's all good.
Indeed. So again, all those approved by the Batesville Board of Works on Monday night. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out and shift our focus toward Monday night's council meeting as we continue our visit with Batesville Mayor John Eargang right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Batesville Mayor John Eargang in no old business, but new business, Mr. Mayor, which is something that we had talked about in the news on Tuesday, was the vacation of Schrader Street for the Batesville Memorial Public Library's Arts and Innovation Hub project.
Yeah, actually, this request came to us a month earlier, and I had asked them to delay it. I didn't think we were prepared, and they did so. In addition, I had asked the library, their board, so forth, to come to planning and zoning to bring it before them first, which they did just this past Thursday. Planning and zoning heard their request. Planning and zoning did make a favorable recommendation to approve, to approve the ordinance. So it came before us. It was the first reading of the ordinance. I think they really wanted some, because they're in the planning process, they wanted some assurance that wasn't going to be a problem, because that road kind of bisects their project. I believe they said their intent is to have that be kind of a greenway in there. Nevertheless, there are some easements in that area, and that's why I had asked them to come before planning and zoning. And all of the easements are not the city's. I think Duke Energy has an easement through there, and those need to be addressed. Nevertheless, they did ask if we would suspend the rules and pass it on one reading, and council did motion to suspend the rules, which passed unanimously, which is required to, and then we did vote, and the city did agree to approve ordinance, I think it was number 2-2024, which is the vacation of Schrader Street. And again, that gives them some clarity and knowing it's secured to help them plan out the project.
All right. And then, of course, moving down toward the mayor's report, something that was brought up, this is regarding dogs and the animal ordinance.
There were actually a couple things I had brought up. In the past month, I've noticed some of it on social media. And then, because you see me walking in and out of the building quite frequently. I do walk frequently in town. And the problem of pet owners not cleaning up after their animals has seemed to have gotten worse in town. I mean, I've seen a lot of those little signs pop up that remind people to clean up after their animals. I've had calls from different businesses who said, it is so bad, on the street that we have customers who can't even get out of their car in certain spots. And it's just really a matter of being a good neighbor and respecting other people's property. So I did want to remind everybody that the city actually, in their animal ordinance, you are required to clean up after your pet, and you can be fined for a violation of that ordinance. But it's really about, again, like I said, being a good neighbor and being a responsible pet owner. During the course of that, when I was looking at the ordinance, we also have an ordinance that requires you to register your dog with the city. And I think I had talked to Andrea Wade, because she usually takes care of that. People come to the office to handle that. And I think she indicated that we currently have, It's either 8 or 9 dogs registered in the city of Batesville. Pretty sure there's more than 8 or 9 dogs in town. But again, in the course of looking at that, I talked to my city attorney, Blaine Timonair, and we might want to look at making some amendments to that, because basically, I mean, it's not like the fee's excessive or anything. It's $2 a year, but it requires you to register your pet every year. And I've looked at some of those ordinances, and they actually give you an opportunity to buy like a lifetime license. And I think maybe that's something that we should have in the ordinance. I mean, I think it would make it a lot easier for people. I mean, it's difficult now when, you know, you have to do it at our office. Our office is open from 8 to 4. So if you had to do it once and done, that would definitely make it easier for folks. In another effort we are going to do to make it easier for folks is Puppuccino is coming up in May, and that's an annual event. I think Amex kind of sponsors it. I talked to Judy Belmer. Judy's involved with Payne, to see if maybe they could give us some assistance. And we're going to have a table available there where you can register your animals right there when you're attending that event. And the city will be offering a dispenser of bags that you can attach right to your dog leash, so you can clean up after your animal. Then, and I guess in the course of that talking, we did have some residents who had been at the prior council meeting, and this is animal related too, and it's more along the lines of our current city ordinance prohibits farm animals. And, you know, I'm aware that there are people who have chickens. And I think in this case, I think they mentioned they had chickens and ducks. They are currently prohibited. And I think, you know, I've asked the city council again to kind of review that and give that some consideration if we wanted to amend that. And, you know, permit. I would say there's probably not an overwhelming or a groundswell of support for that. But I did ask council to consider it. They said they were going to do some research on it and come back next month, you know, prepared to say yay or nay on that.
All right. And then speaking of next month, the next meeting date is scheduled for April 8th, which unless you've been under a rock for the last several months or so, that's Eclipse Day. But a decision was made as far as meeting next month.
Right. Yeah, I know some communities have pretty much canceled, other than eclipse events, they've pretty much canceled meetings and other things that are occurring on that day. Obviously, the eclipse takes place at roughly 3 in the afternoon. And because some other communities were doing it, I did float that out to council if they felt comfortable having the meeting that night, or if they would feel better changing it. And again, I think the overwhelming response was, you know, I don't think we need to move it. And so our meeting will be on April 8th. We're not making any changes because of the eclipse. That was the decision on that. You know, I know there's a lot of concern about traffic and such, and I don't think traffic issues will be an event in town itself. You know, just, I hope we have lots of visitors, mm-hmm. but again, I think realistically, it shouldn't be have any adverse effect on our daily life.
All right. So again, that'll be April 8th. 6:30 for the Board of Works, mm-hmm. and then shortly thereafter the council mm-hmm. meeting. So,
yeah.
All right.
And if I can, any other comments I would like to make, I think I did, you know, kind of bring folks up to date on the water project in town. And again, I just ask people to be patient. I know everybody would like to have those road cuts paved by the eclipse event, and I did walk down and visit with the job foreman on the job, and the reality is the paving plants generally don't even open till April, so the chances of those being paved by April 8th are very, very slim. I did ask them to, you know, kind of double check on the condition of the road cuts and try to make sure they're as passable as possible. But that project is actually moving along well. You know, at this time of year, it's kind of weather dependent. I did talk with Eric Laker from our water and gas department, and this is a water project. And I think substantial completion of their part of the project is going to be in May. So it's coming right up. But then, again, depending on when we can schedule pavers, and there will still be concrete work, I think we have probably till sometime in September that all of it has to be done. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that it gets done sooner. But, again, I just ask people to be a little patient, you know. And, you know, if you're not comfortable driving on it, there's plenty of ways to get across town without having to use West Pearl or George.
All right, very good. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and adjourn till next month, shall we say, and unless you have anything else, Mr. Mayor.
No, I think we pretty well covered what happened last night, and again, just the reminder about the road project. We just need to be patient. I think all the departments have done a pretty good job of keeping the affected, you know, neighbors and businesses informed, so I'll see you next month.
All right. Sounds good. Well, as always, Batesville Mayor John Ehrgang, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming over. Stay well, and we will talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you, Tom.